climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
All right, KID crew, you have been hearing the excitement build as Jimmy and I have been planning our epic meeting, and it has happened, and he is here. It happened over a little Costa Vida, and we're having a good time. He's right here.
This is a real thing. This is a real thing.
In the studio.
I'm recording this as a proof of life to my family. I have not been taken hostage. They're treating me well. I'm a voluntary guest here at KID. Hello.
So glad to have you. Jimmy, what is your first impression of Rich Broadcasting?
I should have brought a snow shovel.
Yes.
But the vibe here is, everybody's great. Everybody here is so well. You guys have a good radio vibe. Everybody, because you know what I think about radio is? Everybody's a little nuts in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And your listeners don't know that, but they don't see the leopard print sleeves you're wearing right now. If they did, they'd go, oh, yeah, no, she's nuts too. But they don't know. I mean, but, you know, keep on rocking.
Yeah. Jimmy, you named it. And there's the leopard print
purse
to match.
Yeah, there is. So. You look like me on Gutfeld. That's what I feel like this is like an intervention.
Yes.
They're like, Jimmy, she looks great in this, but you know what? Other people wear this too. Some of them are named Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. Uh-huh. So, without any further ado, I do have a welcome package.
Stop
for
it.
You. So, here you go. I
Stop
give it.
This
to
is
you
a big
right
deal.
Here.
Don't you dare. I'm getting gifts. This is amazing. Oh, don't you dare. Yellowstone Bear World, my favorite place in the world.
There you go.
That is it. But by the way, anyone listening from New York, you're not allowed to tip the bears. I didn't know that. You pull out that wad of singles. It could end bad.
It could end real bad,
wow,
right?
This is amazing. Oh, a Bear World bear?
Lincoln might love that. I mean, he's a little old for stuffed animals, but that
this
one's pretty
honestly,
nice.
Honestly, the shirts, are you kidding me? Stop it right now. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Bear World 25-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Like, I'm getting emotional. Hold on a second. No! There's no way. This is syrup?
It's syrup.
So you have no idea what you just did for me, okay? I have my own TV show I'm not supposed to eat ever again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you gifted me this syrup. It's too big to get back on the plane, which means I have to eat it all.
You have to.
Have to eat it all.
Yeah. The little diet is going to have to take a detour for a minute, right?
At the very least.
At the very least.
Wow. No, there's jam involved.
Yeah.
This is crazy. You know what's amazing is none of these on the outside look like they're hemp products till you get up close. But now that I see the THC measurements, I'm kidding. Do not go to Bear World looking for... Bear World's where you go after you've already gotten stoned. I'm kidding. We love you, Bear World. And you know I mean it. Oh, wow, a Christmas ornament?
Yeah.
This matters, like to my family, because my family went to Bear World. And you can tell as like a married guy, you took out too much life insurance based on how much your wife wants you to get to the bears when you're taking selfies at Bear World. She's like, no, go over the fence. It's good.
Go ahead.
Go right over the fence. Wow, look at this. This is amazing. And this is like a Bear World magnet, and it's like a claw print.
Ooh, love it.
That's rad. Hold on, there's more. This is, you guys, too much. This is too much. Come on. Wow. Oh, Bear World stickers. Okay, so there's two options here, because there's only two people can be carrying this bag, okay?
Okay.
A radio DJ visiting one of his favorite markets, or a kidnapper. There's only two people you can be at airport security with this exact bag. No other two people have this bag. Let's pray I get recognized at Salt Lake City.
Oh, yes.
Or I'm getting held for extra screening, as they like to call it. Thank you.
Very welcome.
But it's so cool. Like, all of it's cool. There's not a beat of this drum that I won't play. This is amazing. I'll put that in my studio. We have to name him before I leave here.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Let's get a name all for
right.
that guy,
he
right?
Can stay out. Here's the hat. My mom is a big bear person. Did you? Yeah. Yes, my mom, Marianne Fala, very pro-bear. Like, you know, she was into, like, not that unhealthy level of bear, where there's, like, an extra wing on the house of bear, and we all know it's not okay, but nobody wants to say anything because she's a good woman. Like, she's not there, okay? My mother-in-law's there with Precious Moments. My mother-in-law has, you know, the Precious Moments,
are
ladies.
Are you serious?
But now she,
yes.
now has the third biggest city in Beijing, China, worth of Precious Moments. It's like, you know, it has zip codes in this compound she's built to accommodate this. That's a hoarder. But it's fun. But the point is, my mom has always been a bear fan in moderation, known to get, like, a special occasion, custom bear, you know, maybe a big bear. She gives bears to kids, you know. Her parents were eaten by bears when she was 12. And... I'm totally kidding. You guys are the best. I wish I could have kept a straight face just to keep the story going
just
long enough.
Just to keep it going long
They're
enough.
They're eaten by bears.
Well, you know, you probably have had to practice the straight face being a cab driver for so many years.
I will tell you this. The reason I talk of being a cab driver so much is I say it to people at gas stations. They're like, can I help you? And I'm like, you know, I was a cab driver. You know, I have like a, I just blurt it out everywhere I go because it just shaped so much of what I became. Well, not necessarily who I am, like what I turned out to be. I've been the same person my whole life. That's one of the funny things about me is whatever you think I have, like if I'm entertaining or semi-smart or funny, whatever you think it is, okay? Whatever it is, I've had since I was 5. So I'm not actually on the way up. I'm actually going down right now. Like I'm a former child star, but my career is going up. But me
yes,
as a person, I'm just having a good time. Like,
All right. And it's getting real close to Super Tuesday.
Is it?
So, Jimmy, can you put a fun spin on Super Tuesday for us?
Well, I think what's happening, okay, is someone told Nikki Haley, like for real, that the vote she's accumulating in the primary, like she can transfer them over to when she's on Dancing with the Stars. And I think that's why she's still in the race. I think somebody told her, you know, if you get 697 votes, you know, you'll start off in the second round on Dancing with the Stars. She's not winning. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I know her personally. I think she's on my show Monday. But, like, there's clearly something motivating this. It's not she hates the country or she wants to hurt Trump. It's something else. What I think it ultimately is I think she's going to drop out after Super Tuesday. And she's going to say to the country, hey, I just wanted to make sure we were absolutely sure about this. I know his policies are good. I worked for him. I'm concerned about him winning, but you guys have clearly spoken. He's won 10 primaries in a row. What can I say? And I think she'll get out. That's like a good real analysis. Do you want something stupid so we can make it entertaining?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
No, I love that though. I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Yeah, she's running because she basically wants to make it look like her exit means something. Not, you know, she leaves and everybody's like, why were you even here anyway? Like, I think she wants to leave in a way that's helpful. And I don't know that she's figured that way out, but I think the further she runs, the more opportunities she gets to figure it out.
I think that's so true. I can see that. She's trying to say, I had the best interest of this country at heart all the time. Uh-huh. And she's looking for that exit strategy. And you may be right. Uh-huh. Maybe Dancing with the Stars is the perfect exit.
She's going to beat me up for that when I see her. But that's okay. We're just having fun. This is what we do at KID.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this. This has been great.
Tonight is a big night. We're all looking forward to it. The Everybody Calm Down Tour.
This matters.
I'll tell you, the stories I'm talking about today, a lot of these people need to calm down. So,
wow. I'm glad you said it, not me. Look, guys, I'm just a comedian. I'm not the one who called you a bunch of dirtbags. But I will be hanging out with her tonight. So come on down. You're all welcome. Even the dirtbags. I kid.
All right.
This is amazing.
Any final thoughts you want to share with people?
Well, I feel like I lost on a game show because I'm leaving here with like the board game edition of life. But you should come down to the Colonial Theater tonight in Idaho Falls. It's like a blizzard. So there's a good chance we're going to stay in and have an old school sleepover and not be able to get out. I'm going to tell a lot of dirty jokes I can't tell on TV. I probably can't tell them there, to be honest. That's the kind of mood I'm in. Plus, someone just gave me a bottle of Bear World maple syrup.
Ooh.
So you're about to see a hopped up version of me. You know the version of Elvis you could have seen in Vegas in like 77?
Right.
Yeah. A little chubbier, a little out there. You're like, is that a real jumpsuit, Elvis? You know, it was a mess. You're gonna get some good fat Elvis. That's my promise.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and thanks for stopping by the KID.
You didn't call me fat Elvis.
You are not.
I wanted you to call me fat. It would have meant a lot, though.
I just can't go there.
Because in my family, fat Elvis is a compliment. We love fat Elvis.
Okay, then fat Elvis.
Yes, we got
one. There you go.
How dare you? I'm suing. She called me fat Elvis. I'm kidding. I love you.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.